Avraham's life, more so than probably many of the than the other Avos, is overcoming adversity. He's defined by Eser Nisyonos. I saw a sefer in this farm store a while ago. Nisyonos, the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. The whole sefer was about the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. It's a very important skill in life to know how to get back up, to know how to overcome challenges. There's a book that just came out, Malcolm Gladwell. I'm a big fan of Malcolm Gladwell. David and Goliath, where I just saw there are a whole bunch of reviews totally trashing him, written by like real psychologists, you know, that are totally trashing him. That, do you mean to say he has a story in there where he tries to show a certain very successful attorney says because this guy was dyslexic and he had so much trouble reading, and yet that's what drove him to be such an overachiever and to accomplish and to become as great as he did. So all these people are it's better to be dyslexic? You're saying it's better to be dyslexic? You don't ask for nisyonos, right? It's not better to try to have nisyonos. But yeah, a lot of times when someone has nisyonos and a person is ready to stand up and he's ready to fight through them, he'll be better off than the person who never had nisyonos. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al anisim, al niflaos, al achuos, vi al hamilchamos. Because the milchama makes us better. And Avraham Avinu is a prime example. Would he have asked for these nisyonos? Probably not. He probably wasn't feeling, didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what would be really awesome today? If they would throw me in a fire. But they threatened to do that, and he said, good, throw me in the fire. I stand for something. And he became an Avraham Avinu. People face challenges in life. Inevitably, we don't ask for them, but we face them. And each success that we have in overcoming them is owed to the inheritance we have from Avraham Avinu. Yet, in his defining moment, when we're first introduced to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzcha, Avraham Avinu said, okay, you have to leave your old family, leave civilization, go to the boondocks in the middle of nowhere, and everyone's going to think you're crazy, you're chasing this ridiculous thing called monotheism. And Hashem tells him, oh yeah, and by the way, don't worry about it, I'm going to make you into like, you're going to be famous, you're going to be like this awesome nation, it's going to outlive all these other cavemen that you're living amongst now. They're all primitive garbage, and you're going to be like this amazing nation that's going to go forever and ever. So, I got you. Doesn't that take away from the whole Nisayon? The whole Nisayon. The Nisayon is that it's a Nisayon, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't know why this is happening to me, and I still have to withstand it. When we suffer through a challenging time emotionally, physically, financially, we don't have any promises. So why was Avram given that advantage of a promise that everything's going to be fine? There's a medrash that tells us that somehow the idea of Avram Avinu played a role in the creation of the world. Eile toldos shamayim va'aretz bihi bar'am. Says the medrash, al tikri bihi bar'am ela be'avraham. Don't read it bihi bar'am, read it be'avraham. You mix the letters around a little bit. What? What does Avram Avinu have to do? That's 20 generations before Avram Avinu, no? What does Avraham Avinu have anything to do with Bihi Baram? So that's kasha number two. Kasha number three, nothing to do with the parsha. A lot of times, you hear old people like me talk. So, you know, when I talk to my kids about what it was like growing up, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have email, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't, you know. Like, you're a caveman, you know, you're where are you from? Like, but it's nostalgic, you know, we talk about our old Commodore 64 computers, you know, phones that had wires, and, you know, like, you know, yet Shlomo HaMelech, and it's nice, it's nostalgic. Shlomo HaMelech advises, don't do that. Al tomer mahaya shayam marishonim hayutov meile. Don't be one of those guys that's always saying, oh, the good old days. That's not wisdom talking when you're talking about the good old days. So if anyone knows how to identify wisdom, it's the Chacham Mikol Adam, right? It's Shlomo HaMelech. Why is it unwise to talk about the good old days? Isn't that the definition of wisdom, to learn from the past? Isn't that the very definition of wisdom, not to just be in the moment and to realize that there's a whole history of the world to learn from? So again, three kashas. Why does Avram get the unfair advantage of Eschel Goy Gadol? What's the role of Avram Bihi Baram during Ma'aseh Bereishis? And why is it not Chachma to look back? So Rav Gedalia Shur points out There's a Medrash Tanchuma that expounds in a very lengthy and dramatic way on the most famous story of Avram's life that doesn't appear in Chumash, based on Pesukim and Shir HaShirim. Achos lanu ketana v'shadai imein la, mana asala achoseinu biyom sheyidu barba. What should we do with our young, physically immature sister on that special day? Im chomehi nivna ala tiras kesef, im delas hi natzara ala luach eres. If she is a choma, we will build on her a crown of silver. And if she is a door, we will engrave a beautiful wooden engraving. Ani choma v'shadei kemagdalos. So b'mei ha'kasim edaber, what's this talking about? What are these psukim and shir ha'shirim? Says the Medrash, Ba'avraham, it's talking about Avraham Avinu, k'sheshlicho Nimrod l'tocha kivshan, when Nimrod threw him into the kivshan eish, ketana, he was a ketana. What does it mean he was a ketana? Shadayin lo asala HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisim, he never had any miracles done for him yet. V'loma nikra achos, why is he called an achos, a sister? Doesn't sound like a compliment to call Avraham Avinu your kid sister. She'icha es ha'olam l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achos means lashon of connecting. He connected the world in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadam hazeh shekoreo ma'ache, like a person who tears a garment and then sews it back up. Lefichach nikra achos. V'shadayim ein lo, what does it mean? That shadayim ein lo, shadayim lo hayu lo banim, he still didn't have children. Ma'naseh v'chulei, what's that part of the pasuk? B'yom shamar nimrod la ashlicho l'kivshonesh, when Nimrod said, let's throw him into the fire. Im choma hi im nosei nafsho kichoma, if he stands up like a wall and says, I'm willing to be moser nefesh. Shiyomed b'nei mulchamos harbei. Nivna la tiras kesef. Then he's going to have silver. He's going to have beautiful decorations. Elu Yisrael shekarim kanfe yona nichpak pekesef. And those decorations are called Klal Yisrael. He's going to merit to have Klal Yisrael cover him. If during this Nisayon he stands up and he says, "Throw me into the fire. I'm not giving up." But vim delas he. If he's a delas, what does he mean a delas? Im dalhu. If he's poor. Milimsar nafsho al kedushas Hashem, he's spiritually poor and he fails to give to be moser nefesh for kiddush Hashem. Natzur ala luach erez matzura shabluach erez noach liyistashtesh kach Avraham eini mashkiach alav. I will engrave on him like you engrave something on a wooden panel where over time it gets rubbed out. So Avraham Avinu will be an engravement on a wooden panel that gets rubbed out, and ultimately he's going to be written out of the books of history. Omer Avraham ani choma. And Avram says, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to be that choma with the tiras keset. I'm going to have kanfei yona, I'm going to have klal Yisrael come from me. Very strange medrash, no? If you want to describe someone who's forgotten, who is written out of Jewish history, so you describe a beautiful engraving that you do on a door? Why describe an engraving? How about Hashem saying, I'm not going to engrave anything, forget about it. Engraving then slowly gets rubbed out. What's the Medrash talking about? Says Rav Shur, apparently, these critical moments weren't only important for Avram Avinu as an individual, they were important for the future of the Jewish people. Avram is described as a novice, a katana, who has extraordinary talent, skill, potential. But he has to choose. Is he going to take God? Is he going to be Icha Es Ha'olam L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this was his chance to show that of all the talents Hashem blessed him with, he's going to do something with it. The Ramban describes the purpose of a Nisayon is to actualize raw potential. You have all the potential in the world. You could be a military genius, but if your country doesn't fight any wars in the years that you happen to be the general, you're never going to be a national hero. The point of the Nisyonos was to bring out all that talent. And this was his first chance, but the Medrash highlights something else. Let's say he would have failed to do it. What, so he never had the talent? No. It's as if he had this beautiful engraving, and it looks so beautiful, the engraving on the door is so beautiful. But what happens if you just let the talent sit there and you never use it? If you let that charisma sit there and you never use it for something good? Over time, you lose it. You use them or lose them. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us abilities. He gives us opportunities. He gives us talents. He gives us circumstances where we can shine. And you use them or lose them. You take advantage of it, and you become great. You don't take advantage of it, and slowly it fades. You think it will be there forever. I'll always be good enough to do this. I'll always have a chance to learn. I'll always have a chance. I'm smart enough to do it now. I'll be smart enough. Speak to people who've gone through graduate school, and because of the intensity of their graduate school, haven't picked up a Gemara in 5 years. What it's like to learn. They feel like they've gone back to fifth grade. They lose. Well, what happened? I was smart enough. I knew how to do it. What happened? Because if you don't use it, you lose it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here, this is on loan. This ability, this talent, this brilliance in learning. People sometimes think a skill set is something that's always going to be there, but you have a mathematically gifted student, and if he's not trained and developed in order to become a world-class mathematician, he's not going to be anything. A gifted athlete that doesn't eat properly and doesn't train properly is not going to be anything. When the world was created, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a picture of what the father of Judaism should look like. Bihi Baram, ba'Avraham. Avraham wasn't there. Hashem had an idea called Avraham. But Avram had to go and show that he is that person. He had to match that picture. The Yalkut says that after the Akedah, the angel called out, Avram, Avram, twice. Avram le'ela, Avram le'tasa. Says the Yalkut, by passing that last test, the angel was looking up at the Kisei HaKavod and saw what the picture of Avram, it's Yaakov and the Kisei HaKavod, but in Shemayim there was a picture of Avram, Bihi Baram, that was there from Sheshes Mebreishes, of what the father of Judaism is supposed to look like. And the Malach was going down and he says, oh my gosh, it's the same guy. The same one down here is the same guy up there. He had lived up to his potential. That's why the Medrash emphasizes the importance of Hayom. The gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not utilized early on, they're going to be lost. Buna Mipshischa says, a little bit of Chassidish Torah, the Pasuk in Koheles, that we discussed before. Al tomer ma hayosh hayom harishonim hayotav meila. Don't say the early days were greater. Says Rabbi Mipshischa, don't wonder why in your youth you found yourself so much more energized and inspired. Al tomer, don't say, what happened? Ma hayom harishonim hayotav meila. When I was younger, I was energized. I had this ability. I was capable. Don't wonder about that. Kilo me chachma, because it was never your own chachma, it was never your own inherent wisdom that allowed you to do those things. Sha'alta alze, it was on loan, it was something you had borrowed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not pshat in the pasuk, but it's a beautiful piece of Chassidish Torah. No, sha'alta alze, you borrowed this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when it was on loan and you didn't take advantage of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled it back. So Gedal Yeshur explains, Avram had to be told va'agadla shemecha, not to minimize the impact of the test, but to instruct us how to pass tests. Our tests are much more passable when we appreciate just how important our actions are, when we appreciate what's riding on our nisyonos, that Hashem has given us the koach to pass them. And what kind of koach we have in the future depends on how we deal with that koach right now. When we realize that jumping into the Kivshan Ha'esh is not a personal decision, it's the future of Klal Yisrael that hangs in the balance. Then we're empowered to take advantage of our skills before they fade, and we're able to pass all of life's tests. It's a very unfortunate thing. A lot of times you speak to people your age and younger. I think, you know, I'll have plenty of time. I'll accomplish tomorrow. I'll accomplish next year. You know, high school guys, well, I'll go to Israel. I'll become a Ben Torah then. First of all, not everyone makes it that far. People tragically lose their lives at a young age all the time. People lose their abilities at a young age all the time. And more commonly, people lose their desire. They lose their idealism. They lose the discipline, the patience. Avram teaches us life will always have challenges. We can accomplish remarkable things, but we have to appreciate what's riding on it. We have to appreciate that with our decisions in life, it's not just us. You know, will I do, will I not do? It's Dore Doros. It's the future of our families. It's the future of Klal Yisrael. that's at stake with each of our decisions. Hi Baram, the Malach should be able to look at us and say, yeah, that's Avraham. That was the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the Bria Salah.